If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy on this Christmas Sunday, 1975, to greet you in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we are rejoicing over the many, many blessings that God is giving us during the days of December. Truly, the spirit of revival is on here in the month of December at Worth Baptist Church. Last Sunday, 786 people answered the roll call to study the Word of God in our Sunday school. And we praise the Lord for record worship service crowds. We praise the Lord for the souls who were saved and added to the church, and for all the good things that God is doing for us during these days. We would be happy for you and your family to come and share these blessings with us today. This is not only Christmas Sunday, but this is Family Day at Worth Baptist Church. Here at our church, worship is a family affair. Teaching God's Word is a family affair. The motto of our Sunday school is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school, to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. So we believe that God is dealing with families during these days. What about your family? Is your family safely anchored in the Rock of Ages? Does your family have a church home? Do you have a pastor? Do you have a place that you can go today and worship the Lord as a family unit? We invite you to come to Worth Baptist Church on this Family Day to bring the whole family and be with us in all the services here at Worth Baptist Church. Remember, there's no finer time than on Christmas Sunday for the whole family to get together in the house of God. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. And the textbook of the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church is the Word of God. So your entire family can study God's Word in the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church today. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. We have planned these services to meet your spiritual needs. And truly today, if ever there were a time when people needed God and when the family needs the church and Christian principles and Christian influences, it's today. Because the devil is doing everything that he can to break down the American home and break down the family. Because the devil knows if he breaks the family down, he's well on the way to breaking the influence of the church in America. So let's get our families back to God. Let's make today a day of beginning, of getting the family back to God here in the city of Fort Worth. All over this great city, there are thousands of families. Some of you are listening right now to this broadcast. You have no church home. You're not affiliated. You're unsaved, or perhaps you're saved and you've lost contact with your church, and you're just waiting for someone to say, come and visit with us. Well, my friend, I trust that you'll take this from this pastor as a personal invitation for you to come and visit Worth Baptist Church today. We believe the Bible. We preach the Bible. We love people. The objective of Worth Baptist Church is to build a strong New Testament church with Spirit-filled Christians whose outreach is to evangelize the city and the regions beyond. We're asking God to give Fort Worth a great revival. And we believe God can and will begin that work through churches and individual Christians like yourself. Perhaps you've been intending for a long time to get your family together back in church. I can think of no finer time than today for you to just get the family all ready and get them on the way to church today. Come and visit with us. I believe you'll enjoy our services. You'll enjoy the singing. You'll enjoy the fellowship with God's people. You'll enjoy the teaching of God's Word. And you'll enjoy the services of worship where Christ is the preeminent one and where the Bible is the only textbook. This is Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And we trust that you'll make your way to visit with us today. Now, we have made our plans, and we're looking forward to beginning the construction of our new building in the spring of 1976. Our property is located just 1/2 mile north of Loop 820 on Campus Drive, adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School. We're looking forward to this great project. We covet your prayers as we begin. We want you to pray with us that God will open every door and that Worth Baptist Church can build for Christ as we build for eternity. And I just hope that today, right at our present location, 3309 Wilburger Street, you'll come, bring the family. You say, but preacher, I'm the only member of my family. There's no one but me. Well, my friend, you'll be honored and recognized and welcomed as one person in the ministry of Worth Baptist Church. If your family consists of one or a dozen, we hope that you'll be with us today. Remember, our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, and our evening worship hour at 7. It would be our joy to have you come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church today. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. That's Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas, 76119. We'll be looking forward to hearing from you this week. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Christ Incarnate. I'm going to read from the Gospel according to John, verse 1, verse 2, and verse 14. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the Christmas season. We thank Thee for this Christmas Sunday. And I pray today that men all over the world would be awakened to the reality that Jesus Christ has already come in the flesh and that one day He's coming again to redeem and take away out of this world His own. I pray today for every listener of this broadcast. Perhaps some are listening today for the very first time. They're strangers to us. Maybe they're strangers to Thee. I pray the Holy Spirit would convict their souls and bring them to Christ. Some who are visiting in our city over the Christmas holidays. Some who may have had to come to this city because of sorrow and tragedy and death in their families. Thou knowest what the needs are, and I pray today the Holy Spirit would direct the message of comfort to them. And then, Father, for our senior citizens and our folks in the rest homes and in the hospitals today, many who are confined to their own homes, unable to be out, I pray that this message would be a special blessing to them. Guide them and bless them and sustain them. Bless our city. Bless our mayor. Bless our councilmen. Bless this great metroplex. Bless the state, our governor. Bless our nation, our president, and our congressmen. And may men in positions of leadership all over America today have their hearts turned toward Christ, who is the answer to all the ills of this mad, mixed up, and troubled world. I pray today that the Holy Spirit would just bless every listener and send a great revival to our nation, to our city, and to our hearts, is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, at verse 1, John writes, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And then verse 14 tells us, And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In the human scheme of things, this great story of Christmas, the incarnation of Christ, began almost 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem's manger. But in the scheme and in the program and in the economy of God, it began before the foundation of the world. because we know that Jesus Christ, God's Son, the second person of the thrice holy Trinity, was indeed in the beginning. Note again the words of my text. In the beginning was the Word, the Logos, the essence, the expression of God, and the Word was made flesh. Isaiah tells us that unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The child, Jesus, was born in Bethlehem's manger, but the Son of God was forever. He is and was and ever shall be. So we know today that Jesus Christ, coming into the world almost 2,000 years ago in human form, was God's manifestation and God's expression of His love for the world. John 3:16 tells us about that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And my friend, God loves you, and that's why Jesus Christ came to this world. In Genesis chapter 3 at verse 15, we have the first reference to the Messiah as the seed of the woman. Now, we believe in the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, and the Holy Child who was born of her was called the Son of God. We believe every word of the Bible. We rest our case upon the inspiration and the infallibility of the Scripture. So when Genesis 3:15 prophesies His coming, then we wait, we look, we long, we anticipate that there will come the time that what God said will come to pass. And beloved, it did, just like God said it would. For we open the Bible to the New Testament, and we read in Luke chapter 2 at verse 7 that she, that is Mary, the woman, brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Now, my friend, when that came to pass, Genesis 3:15 was fulfilled. The Apostle Paul gives us a commentary on these two passages of Scripture when he writes over in Galatians chapter 4 at verse 4, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law." Now, my friend, Galatians 4:4 is Paul's way of saying that God fulfilled Genesis 3:15 in the birth of Jesus, as is recorded in Luke chapter 2. What a wonderful book is the Bible. What a wonderful God is our God. What a wonderful Savior is our Savior. Jesus Christ came into the world in the flesh. When we say Christ incarnate, we mean the human form of Jesus Christ. The fact that He did come into the world, taking upon Himself the likeness of sinful flesh, becoming man, living and dying and living again among men. All of these things are involved in what we're saying, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and very man, just as much man as though He had never been God, and just as much God as though He had never been man. So we talk to you today about Christ incarnate, that is, Jesus Christ in the flesh. Immediately the question arises, why did Jesus Christ come into the world in the flesh? I believe the answer is threefold. Number one, Jesus Christ came into the world to reveal the Father. We read in John 14:8-9 that Philip said unto Jesus, "Show us the Father, and it sufficeth us." And Jesus said to him, "Have I been so long among you, and yet you say, Show us the Father? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." In other words, those who had looked upon Christ had seen all of the divine attributes of God in Him, embodied in the flesh. In John 10:31, Jesus said, "I and the Father are one." In Hebrews chapter 1 at verse 1, Paul says, "God who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom He also made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory, and the express image of His person, after that He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high." My friend, Jesus Christ is the very image of God, the express image of God. Jesus Christ came to reveal the Father. Remember, Jesus said, I and the Father are one. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. In Colossians 1:18 we read, He is the image of the invisible God. And in Colossians 2:9 Paul writes, In Him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That is, God was dwelling upon the earth in the person of His Son in a bodily human form. Thus we speak of Christ incarnate, and thus we say that Jesus Christ came to reveal the Father to all the world. In the second place, we ask the question, why did Jesus come? In the second place, He came to redeem the sinner. Now, the Bible tells us that all men are sinners. We read in Isaiah 1:18, Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. We read in Isaiah 53:6, All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him, that is on Christ, the iniquity of us all. And in Romans 3:23, Paul says, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, my friend, that means you. You are a sinner. You are born. We're born in sin. You are a sinner by nature. And Jesus Christ came to redeem your never-dying soul. In Luke 19:10, we read it this way, For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. Again in John 3:16 and 17, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. The only way for a man to be saved is through Jesus Christ. Christ Himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. In Acts 4:12 we read, Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. My friend, there's only one way for you to be saved. There's only one way for you to go to heaven, and that's by the shed blood of Christ through His vicarious, sacrificial, substitutionary sufferings upon the cross. That's why Jesus Christ came. In John 1:11 and 12 we read, He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. You see, my friend, all you need to do is believe on Him. In John 3:36 it is written, He that believeth hath everlasting life. He that believeth not shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. And we read in John 5:24, where Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. My friend, there's a way out for you today. There's mercy, there's hope, there's salvation. The goodness of the Lord is abounding in this world today through Jesus Christ, who came to redeem your never-dying soul. And you can come today and trust Him. You don't have to join the church. You don't have to be baptized. You don't have to learn the catechisms. You don't have to go through some pilgrimage somewhere. Jesus Christ has already paid it all. All you need to do is trust Him. The Bible says, Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Paul says in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. My friend, I wish that today, right now, by your radio, that you'd simply pray the sinner's prayer, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And in this moment, God will save you. That's why Christ came, to not only reveal the Father, but to redeem the sinner. And then, my friend, there's a third reason why Jesus Christ came. Jesus Christ came that He might one day repatriate the believer. Jesus Christ is coming again. To repatriate means to take to one's own homeland. And that's exactly what Jesus Christ is going to do for all believers. He said so Himself in John chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. My friend, that's your only hope today. Jesus Christ coming into the world to redeem your never-dying soul, and Jesus Christ coming again to repatriate you, to take you home to heaven. You see, Jesus has gone to prepare a place for you. Jesus Christ is coming one day, and all of those who have their faith in Him, all who have been saved, all who have been born again, all who have come to know Him as personal Savior, will be raptured away, repatriated, taken to heaven. Oh, what a wonderful hour, what a wonderful day, what a great hope is ours that Jesus Christ is coming again. Let me ask you today in the closing moments of the broadcast, are you ready for His coming? Have you trusted Jesus Christ? I trust that you'll do it now. Turn aside from everything else and put your faith in Jesus Christ and trust Him as your Savior in this moment. Then, my friend, I'd like for you to come and visit with us today at Worth Baptist Church. We're just an old-fashioned church, believing the Word of God, preaching the gospel. And I believe you'd enjoy being with us today. We invite you to come to our Sunday school at 10 o'clock, our Sunday morning worship hour at 11, our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. And remember, our location is 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Has the broadcast been a blessing to you today? Why don't you just sit down and drop a note and just tell us that you've enjoyed the broadcast, that it's been a blessing to your heart. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. So until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And especially on this Christmas Sunday, we take this opportunity to wish you a Merry Christmas and the very best in Jesus Christ in the year to come. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.